public isn't first, because this is either meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. Public may submit written comments to the board by emailing public comments at cbsat2.org. Public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see accommodations below.
This is the agency of the South Public Charter, regular board meeting, November 15th, 2024. Being called to order, have the roll call, please.
Arthur Lemmy?
Yes.
Police Sergeant?
Here.
Francis Giacomazzi?
Here.
Phil Dean?
Here.
Armando Lopez?
Here.
Hi, this is Vanessa Mendoza for the Learning Center roll call. All Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a site representative on the line for West Shaw Fresno?
Yes, Jennifer Diaz.
Great, thank you. And for Madera?
Yes, present.
Great. This concludes the Learning Center roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. Can you please place your line back on mute?
Okay, we're going to go to staff introduction, and we'll start with school governance.
Thank you very much, President Rennie, members of the board. I'm delighted to see you here today. Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Jerry.
Good afternoon. Shelly Haynes, Learn for Life, Superintendent.
Good afternoon. Darren Bauer, Office of School Governance.
Good afternoon, all. Bill Thompson, legal counsel, and please say we have Adam Miller, my colleague, here with us as well.
Good afternoon, everyone. Gagandeep Gill, area superintendent.
Thank you. Going to go to presenters now. A little bit of a change. If you're attending a meeting but not presenting, you do not have to introduce yourself. But let's start with presenters. Do we have any of those?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Rafael Aguilar, Director of State and Federal Programs.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ricky White. I'm the Community Programs Manager.
Thank you, Ricky. I think that covers everyone. Now we'll move to approving the agenda for the February 15th meeting. I have a motion to that effect.
I'm going to move to the agenda for this meeting.
Julie Fisher, second.
And second. Please.
Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Fisher.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
Phil Bean.
Aye.
Armando Lopez.
Here.
Aye.
As assigned members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes the transit, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
We've been notified by anyone that wants to participate.
This is Rashmi Kaur to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Are there any members of the public on the line that would like to address us? Hearing none, we'll move to item 3, school reports and information, starting out with mid-year local Control
Accountability Plan, Rafael. Yes, good afternoon, board, and thank you once again for the opportunity to share the LCAP mid-year report for the 23-24 school year. In the past, California schools were required to report on their performance metrics once a year through the LCAP. However, the updated LCAP requirements now mandate districts and charter schools to provide the LCAP mid-year update presentation to the board. In an effort to ensure that their progress towards the goals is continuously monitored and evaluated. As part of the mid-year LCAP update presentation, charter schools must provide updates on the 23-24 LCAP components, including the following. Actions, implementations. Charter schools are expected to report on the status and progress of the outline actions outlined in their LCAP. This is to ensure that our educational initiatives are on track. Expenditures to date. Charter schools must provide an update on expenditures to date compared to the amount budgeted, allowing stakeholders to access resource utilization. Progress on metrics. Reporting on the measurable outcomes is central to the mid-year LCAP update. Charter schools must report all available LCAP data, outcome data, demonstrating their commitment to the continuous improvement and student success.
Ralph,
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? All right, thank you. For goal number one, increase academic progress. Metrics have shown progress, budgets have been allocated appropriately, and actions fully implemented. Areas we like to highlight include goal 1.2, intervention programs are making an impact on student academic progress, and 1.3 that includes, that addresses our CSI plan providing tutoring support to increase graduation rates. Areas we increase focus include 1.1, providing ongoing support to our English learners to improve our reclassification rates. For goal number two, students will gain skills for college and career readiness. Metrics have showed progress, budgets been allocated properly, and actions fully implemented. Areas we'd like to highlight include 2.2, which is professional development that focuses on academic rigor, and 2.4, improving the quality of our curriculum. Areas we increase focus then is goal 2.1, which is increasing the number of students taking CTE courses. For goal number three, increase student retention. Metrics have showed progress, budgets have been allocated appropriately, and actions have been fully implemented. Areas we'd like to highlight include 3.2, which is our strong social-emotional program, helping the overall success of our students, and 3.4, which is providing daily fresh meals with the necessary nutrients to maintain a healthy body and energy to sustain students throughout the day. Areas we increase focus in include 3.1, which is retention, student retention, our connectedness to the school, and encourage students to attend school weekly. For goal number four, increase educational partner engagement. Metrics have been showed progress, budgets have been allocated appropriately, and fully implemented. Areas we'd like to highlight include 4.1, which is increased educational partner engagement by providing engaging and meaningful activities to encourage participation. Areas we increase focus in include 4.3, for our educational partners to provide authentic and unsolicited feedback to improve our progress. This concludes my report. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you, Rafael. Board members, questions, please.
You have a hard time keeping up with it on the page.
Number three, B, the Community School Partnership Program, Ricky.
I'll mute if you're talking.
Hello, I would like to introduce the Community Schools Partnership Program. We were awarded this grant. We were awarded this grant in July 2022,
and it goes through June 2024. We were awarded $200,000 for this planning grant. So what is a community school? A community school regulated by the state of California is a community school that serves pre-kindergarten through high school students using the whole child approach with an integrated focus on academics, health, and social services. Youth development. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Youth development and community engagement. Where the district and the school closely works with teachers, students, and families, and community partners.
It's a modern.
So there are four pillars to the community school. It's integrated support services, family and community engagement, collaborative leadership, and expanded learning opportunities. Next slide, please. So with Learn for Life, this is what it looks like for us. The student being the focus, we have expanded learning opportunities and supports for academics, what ties into emotional, with through integrated self-management supports, goal setting, development, diploma, college career, as student success, active family and community engagement as partnership, and self-awareness, which is social. Next slide, please. So the community school budget for year one, we have certificated staff personnel, classified personnel salaries, employee benefits, books and supplies, services, and other operation expenditures. And it was a total of $100,000. Next slide, please. And it's the same budget for this current year here. Next slide. So we started off with the needs assessment. After conducting the needs assessment, there were three major areas that we wanted to focus and address, and that was social-emotional learning and mental health supports, workforce and job skills, and professional development. Next slide, please. Through the social-emotional learning and mental health supports, we established partnerships with Imago and All for Youth. Imago is a company that provides social-emotional learning lessons that are accessible to all our students, and they receive elective credits while going through it. And this platform is also available for all our staff. And All for Youth, they're part of the Fresno County Superintendent's of Schools Office, and alongside our counselors, and they provide additional mental health support for our students. Next slide, please. Through workforce and job skills, we established partnerships with Career Nexus and WIOLA. Career Nexus is a company that provides online employees, educators, training organizations, essential support services, and job seekers working together under shared community values, training our next generation through workforce and unique ecosystems. And WIOLA, which is the workforce employs the Workforce Initiative Opportunity Act, and this strengthens the workforce by merging education, economic strategies, addressing labor challenges, and supporting job seekers, especially youth and disadvantaged groups. Next slide. For professional development, we encourage our staff to attend the community schools educational opportunities. Some of these opportunities are the STAC, which is the State Transformation Assistance Center, the RTAC, which is the Regional Technical Assistance and Coaching, and also work with the Fresno County Superintendent of Schools. They provide assistance and coaching, and they offer webinars, virtual and in-person meetings, boot camps, and individual support regarding the community schools grant. We also encourage them to go to conferences, and some of the conferences we attend are the National Community Schools and Family Engagement Conference, the Community Schools, Community School Learning Series, and the youth, the CWA Youth Summit, which is California Workforce Association Summit. Next slide, please. What's next? We have applied for the Community Schools Implementation Grant, and if awarded, we receive 5 years of funding to the school from July 1, 2024 through June 30th, 2029. We will receive annually $400,000 for the school, except for the last year, we will receive $300,000. And this is to implement all the programs that we find fit through our needs assessments. Next slide. This concludes my presentation. I'm here if you have any questions.
Questions from the board? Who monitors how we spend that money?
The leadership, myself, Ralph, superintendents, principals, we all work together, and we are regulated through the state of California also through the guidelines of how to spend the money.
Okay. One of the things that you mentioned is that encourage professional development. What type of participation are you going to require, or are you just going to encourage?
Myself and our community liaisons, and also our principals and some of the counselors, we attend these workshops to gain greater knowledge for the community schools. We encourage them to attend. At this point, there is no requirement except for myself and the community liaisons.
Do we get good participation?
Yes, we have. We have all of our principals are involved in this. We have our counselors, multiple counselors are involved, and so we are seeing great participation and support from the school site and the staff.
Great. Thank you, Ricky. Questions? Were there questions for Ricky?
To whom do we submit a grant? Who grants these things?
mid-May if we receive the implementation grant. So we've submitted all the documents. It was due last week. I have to think what today's date was. And so we'll find out if our schools are going to be awarded that.
If we can get the full report, it'd be great too. We've got three pages out of this.
Oh, for the policy,
actual application?
Yeah.
We can share that with
you. If it's important for the board to have, I think it is, but that's just a question.
And then I would think that maybe we would want to wait to see if we got it, because we don't know now if we'll get the money, just based on the state budget.
Yes.
It'll depend on state budget, but then absolutely we.
All right.
We're happy to share it.
Thank you, Ricky. Any other comments, questions? If not, we're going to move to item 4, corporate officers, board members, observations, and comments.
Well, thank you very much, President Rennie. This is Jeff Brown. I want to congratulate both Mr. Aguilar and Mr. White for their presentation. The LCAP program is really involved, and in order to progress properly, you have to have the participation of so many different people. And thank you, Raphael, for presenting it so well. And I really appreciate the slide presentation because I can follow that simple. It's got pictures. So thank you so much for that.
That's a little fast.
Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Gary, you're on mute.
Yes, I am probably president of the mute club by now, as many times as I've done that, so forgive me for that. Just want to thank all of you for coming together. It's wonderful to see your faces. Wish I could be with you. We always appreciate these updates on whether it be our LCAP or the grant that we receive. So thank you, presenters, for presenting, and thank you, board members, for your oversight of our school. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members' comments. Further comments, thoughts? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
This is Jackie Giacomozzi. I so move.
And a little second.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Board members, motion passes unanimously. Our next board meeting is March 7th.